The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it, except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment, the Queen of the South will rise with the men of this generation, and she'll condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And there is something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah, they repented. And there is something greater than Jonah here." The Gospel of the Lord. I recall when I started studying philosophy in my late teenage years, some philosophers were so difficult to understand, especially G.W.F. Hegel, his phenomenology of spirit. And one of them I found so difficult to read was Immanuel Kant, the critic of pure reason. You'd end up looking at one page and you don't understand a word or what we're trying to say. Get focused on one page until maybe you now flip over to the next page, and you begin to understand. Such were these great men that wrote. You wonder how they acquired this knowledge. But the point here is, sometimes I became fixated trying to understand what they are saying in one page. It doesn't work like that. Today, Jesus compares the Ninevites and the people of his generation. What was the difference? The Ninevites, they were on one page for a long time. But when Jonah preached to them, they flipped the page and life continued. But the people of his time, the time of Jesus, they refused to flip the page. And that's what happens when you become fixated. They refuse to flip the page. And because they refused to flip the page, understanding was not given to them. There was no power of a hindsight. Am I like the Ninevites or like the people of the generation that Jesus complained about? We continue to pray for the Middle East and countries of the world. It appears the people of our present-day Israel and Gaza are ready to flip the page. May the Lord continue to bring peace in our world through our prayers and our actions as we daily flip the pages of our lives. Amen.